November 12, Gideon leads 300 men to victory. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Judges 6:14. Gideon was the son of Joash of the tribe of Manasseh. The division to which this family belonged held no leading position, but the household of Joash was distinguished for courage and integrity. To Gideon came the divine call to deliver his people. Suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared and addressed him with the words, Jehovah is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. O my Lord, was his answer, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? The messenger of heaven replied, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? The entire force under Gideon's command numbered only 32,000 men. But with the vast host of the enemy spread out before him, the word of the Lord came to him. The people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, Mine own hand has saved me. Now therefore go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, Whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. Gideon obeyed the Lord's direction, and with a heavy heart he saw 22,000, or more than two-thirds of his entire force, depart for their homes. Again the word of the Lord came to him, The people are yet too many. Bring them down under the water, and I will try them for thee. A few hastily took a little water in the hand and sucked it up as they went on, but nearly all bowed upon their knees and leisurely drank from the surface of the stream. Those who took the water in their hands were but 300 out of 10,000, yet these were selected. All the rest were permitted to return to their homes. By the simplest means, character is often tested. The 300 chosen men not only possessed courage and self-control, but they were men of faith. God could direct them. In the dead of the night, at a signal from Gideon's war horn, the three companies sounded their trumpets. Then breaking their pitchers and displaying the blazing torches, they rushed upon the enemy with a terrible war cry, The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. 120,000 of the invaders perished. No works can describe the terror of the surrounding nations when they learned what simple means had prevailed against the power of a bold, warlike people. Patriarchs and Prophets, pages 546 to 553.